to the Radio Life Sciences Podcast for a behind-the-scenes look into GSLS, made by students and educators for the scientists of tomorrow.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Radio Life Science Podcast. I'm Fabiola, and my co-host with me today is Maria.
Hello.
Maybe you've heard us before in another episode. This one is about... is a continuation on the series of student representation in the Graduate School of Life Sciences. In this one, we will host a life science representative and an educational committee member. So welcome, Elfie and Ava.
Thank you.
To start off, we're going to have, as usual, a random question. And today's random question is, what's your favorite thing to do in the summer? Would you like to...
Yeah, for me, it's definitely to go for a swim. Kind of a simple one, I'd say, but I do really make time out of my day to just go out, take a dive when the weather allows it. Oh, and definitely. I think Utrecht has a lot of nice places to do that. So
nice. Yeah. No, it's a classic.
I think you have to tell me about these places because I never know where to go. I think for me, it's taking a late night walk because it's just so nice when it's still so warm really late in the night. Yeah. And then I feel like there's like always this very specific type of peacefulness at night. I just really enjoy it.
And this reminiscing heat of the day.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Maria?
For me, it's probably drinking a homemade lemonade because we make lemonade back home. So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Nice. For me, it's just taking a walk by the beach because I love the breeze, that you can feel the heat and the breeze at the same time. Yeah. Also, I like to do that back home. Okay, nice. So thanks again for joining us. First off, could either of you, both of you actually, introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about the representative group you're from and your role in it?
Start?
Yeah, sure. Well, my name is Elfie. I'm a student member of the Educational Committee of the Graduate School of Life Sciences. And my own background, I'm an infection immunity master student, currently in my second year. And I've been in this Educational Committee for now 2 years as well, and I became vice chair last year, so been there in there for a little bit.
Oh, congrats.
Nice. I'm Ava. I'm a member of the Life Sciences Representative, the LSR. Myself, I study neuroscience. I'm now in my second year, and yeah, I've been in the LSR pretty much since I started my studies, and then since last summer, so pretty much a year ago, I'm also vice chair of the LSR.
Nice, congrats as well. Could you tell a little bit about how often does this group meet and who else is in the group? So for our listeners to understand a little bit better of what it is that you do there.
Yeah, so with the Educational Committee, we consist of, I think, 6 student members and also, or 7 student members and 7 teacher members, and also a policy advisor. And we meet every month. Once we have a 2-hour meeting on the second Tuesday of the month. And basically, we guard the quality of education. That's our main goal.
Hmm. And with the LSR, we have one main meeting that takes place every month. And you get free pizza day, in case you want to join.
Important.
Yes, very important. That's our main selling point. But otherwise, it depends a little bit on what role you take on in the LSR. So, for example, if like now with being vice chair or when you're chair even, you have some additional meetings, of course, but you can also just join as a general member and then you really have it under control how much workload you want to take on. Sometimes we have specific projects and then you have like an additional meeting a month or something for a while to get that going. But it's pretty flexible, actually. And I would say our main role in the GSLS is kind of like bridging students and the GSLS policy team. So we're kind of like the people in between who are kind of trying to hear what's going on with the students, what kind of issues are arising there, and then we communicate that back to the GSLS. But the other way around, sometimes the GSLS also approaches us with ideas for new projects they're working on and they want a student perspective on it, and then we're the first people to reach out to.
And there are usually a bit more students in it, like there is a bigger group, right?
Yeah, so we're trying to have one representative from every program. This year we've been pretty good. I think there were only 2 programs that were missing, but it depends a bit every year, of course, who we have. And sometimes we also have 2 people per program, 1 second year, 1 first year, which is also nice because quite often the different years don't even talk to each other that much, and then we don't know what's going on in 1 year. So yeah, if when we're like at full capacity, we have like around 20 members, but it's a little bit dependent on every year.
And you mentioned that it depends on what role you take in the LSR, but I assume some people meet other representative groups as well, or not representative groups, but perhaps other people from the faculty, like board of examiners or anything as such. Like, do you have any communication with other?
Yeah, definitely. So we have in LSR, we have the core group, which is basically the people who have a fixed position. So that's the chair, the vice chair, and a financial officer. And this year we also added a secretary to it. And these four people, they have additionally to our meeting with just the other students, we also have a meeting with the GSLS policy team every month to kind of immediately communicate back to them what we discussed in our main meeting. And then I, as vice chair, I'm also part of the board of studies. So there I kind of hear a little bit more about what's being done on like a more general, higher level in the GSLS.
Okay, thank you. I also really wanted to ask you, what was your motivation to join each of your group that you're part of?
Well, yeah, for me, for the educational committee, I already joined the educational committee of my bachelor's when I was still a bachelor student. And it was a really great experience. And I think my motivation to join then was similar to why I wanted to join now. And it's mostly because you get kind of this more behind-the-scenes view of how education works at our university. So I really like the fact that you work together with teachers and policymakers, so you get like a lot of different perspectives on education. And I also joined like the student representation before I joined the educational committee, and I just really like the kind of, for me, extra layer it brings to work together more with the teacher and the background. And for the GSLS, the main reason I wanted to join again is because the student population is super diverse. So, of course, we have 16 master programs, I'm thinking, and a lot of international students, people from different backgrounds. And I think that just adds a lot of, it's really interesting to me to kind of represent that group. So, yeah.
And for you?
I think for me, it's actually going quite in a similar direction. So I've always been interested in the educational aspect of university as well. So I was already... In my bachelor, I was more involved in the active part of education. So there I was working as a workgroup teacher and I really liked it. But then when I switched to Utrecht University, because of the language barrier, I couldn't really do that anymore. So I was kind of like looking at other opportunities to be involved in education in some sense. And then I found the LSR and was like, oh, that's actually also really interesting to see like more like the policy side of it and to see like the people who are like making the rules and like setting everything, like all of the surroundings up. And I think the second reason for me is also just I'm very opinionated. And it's just nice to be in an environment where your opinion actually matters. So the policy team here is great and they really care about what we're telling them. And I think it's really nice to kind of like carry all of the different opinions from different students together and kind of like give like a message to them about like, hey, this is what we actually want, because they always have our best interests at heart, but sometimes I think it's difficult for them to put themselves in our shoes, and then they really just need someone to be like, no, this is actually not how it feels for us, this is how it feels for us. And yeah, it's nice to be the person who gets to do that.
Yeah, and it's really nice to hear that they also, I guess, hear what you have to say, and they want to implement the changes that you voice for both committees. I would also like to ask you for a few concrete examples of things that you work on within the LSR and the educational committee. And yeah, if you can elaborate a bit on those examples so that we understand a bit of what you're doing actually in the committee.
I think, for the educational committee, one of our main points that comes back each year is the renewal of the EER, which is the exam and education regulation in English, I think. And this is kind of a set of regulations that gets updated each year. And we get a say about these updates, so these changes, like if we approve them and if we have some more input. And this is often quite a long process, actually. This year, it went by quite fast and the changes were pretty minor, so it was kind of smooth sailing. But it's been different in previous years. And this is always kind of one of our bigger task that it's super nice and when it's completed. And then throughout the year, one of our main responsibilities is also checking the course evaluations. So when you're a student, if you've done a course or you finish your writing assignment or your research project, you can fill in the evaluation. And we, as the educational committee, we receive the results of these filled in evaluation forms, and we kind of judge whether there are, for example, issues with a certain course or things are going really well, and we kind of monitor via that the quality of education. And yeah, and something we're currently doing is at the end of each year we visit the different master program coordinators. So we kind of get subdivided over the different master programs. So I have to start planning these actually. So contact two coordinators to have like a visit and discuss the course evaluation grades, surveys of writing assignments, and basically how their students are doing. So we tend to try to really keep in touch with the different programs.
And do you do that together with the teachers as well?
Yeah, so we kind of make couples in the educational committee. So we just subdivide all the courses, and for each course evaluation, for example, one student member and one teacher member looks at it, and we basically keep track in Excel forms how courses are doing over time. So this is a really nice way to see you get input from both the teacher and student perspective. It's also interesting to say that to see sometimes these tend to differ. And same for the program visits. So we also do that together with a student and a teacher member.
Nice. How about you?
Yeah, for the LSR, it's a bit different in the sense that we don't really have fixed tasks like that. So for us, it's really nice because every year, the group of students that's currently in the LSR can really decide for themselves what they find important in that year and what they want to work on. One thing, like pretty much the only thing that we do every year, is the LSR well-being survey, which some of the students listening to this might have filled out maybe already, because that way we also have like a way kind of like similar to the course evaluations to also kind of like monitor well-being in the long term and really see specific areas in which students maybe are experiencing problems, or that's just something that could generally be improved at the GSLS. And for example, the well-being survey from last year also really informed our focus points for this year. So last year in the well-being survey, like the two things that became really obvious to us, not only from the well-being survey, also from what we heard from other students, but like that was kind of then like the proof, was like, first of all, that a lot can still be done in terms of improving supervision, or also that there's huge differences in how students experience supervision. Like some students make really great experiences and other students make really horrible experiences, unfortunately. So that was one of our main focus points this year. And so we were having a lot of meetings with people within the GSLS, and we also tried to give them more input on the C tool, which is a tool that is kind of meant to improve communication between supervisors and students. But a lot of students, the way the tool is right now, don't find it very attractive to use it. So we had like a little workshop basically with some of our LSR members and some of the people working on the C tool to kind of like think about it together to see how we can make it more attractive to students. And then the other thing that became really apparent in the well-being survey from last year was that internationals, unfortunately, in quite a lot of categories, just had a little worse results than Dutch students. And we really wanted to like do something about helping them more and trying to integrate them better into the university. And then one thing that we did this year is we tried to improve the Buddy program, which is a program that where students get coupled with a older student when they start at the GSLS, and it's kind of like supposed to be a little bit like of a mentor or someone who can guide them a little bit and like tell them all of the things that are important to know in the beginning. And we actually, like this year, we wrote a whole proposal to get more money for that. And now for 1 year, we will have more money at our disposal to see how it goes when we extend that program a bit. And then hopefully, if it goes well, maybe we can make that a more permanent thing.
Wow. It sounds like you do a lot of things. do you usually just work in smaller groups within the LSR, for example, and... Yeah, because you mentioned a lot of different topics that you tackle and a lot of challenges that students face, that then come up through that well-being survey. So yeah, how do you within the group work on these things? Because in the end, it's a whole year, but it could also take some time. So yeah, how do you
Usually. Yeah, no, of course. It always takes some time because all of the students are doing it completely voluntarily and they also have their studies on the side, of course. So everyone is giving their best, but they also have limited time available. So what we basically do when we have a new project that is coming up is that we ask who would be interested in joining that project. And then these people form like a little group on their own. And then every month in the monthly meeting that we have with everyone, all of the different project groups give like a little update on like how far they got in the past month with the project. And sometimes we notice that more people are needed in the project, or sometimes we're like, okay, this project is actually kind of finished now and we can put it aside for now and the people working on that can work on something else.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a question for Elfie, mm-hmm. because you're also part of the life sciences representative. What would you say are the differences or actually what bridges the two, I would say, the two committees that we're talking about?
I think we kind of strive towards the same goal, actually. So I think our mission is very similar, and I just think the way we achieve those goals is different. So for if I'm looking like through the glasses of an educational committee member, then for us the LSR is a very important input point where like struggles of students are signaled, and they basically then, if I hear something during an LSR meeting, then I can bring it up in the educational committee, and then it can get taken up more upwards, basically, in the organization. So I think our daily things we're working on are different, but I think we strive the same goal, and that's also why our collaboration so far has been quite good, actually. So yeah.
Yeah, and maybe also to add to that, I think the educational committee, like it's already in the name, focuses more indeed on the educational aspects of it, while the LSR is responsible. Might even say maybe even more for like the surroundings for the students. So also very well-being focused and not so much on like the educational quality itself, but mm-hmm. more like to make an environment that everyone feels comfortable in.
Yeah. And I think, of course, for the educational committee, student well-being is a very still an important aspect. But we have more of a signaling role in that, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe through the perspective of how it's seen in courses as well, like how mm-hmm. the well-being is signaled through course evaluations and stuff like mm-hmm. that, I guess. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, talking about the quality, Elfie, you mentioned that monitoring the service is one thing. Mm-hmm. In what other ways is the committee helping the quality of education?
I think... Well, what I'm, for example, saying is our communication with the LSR. So we basically have, because we're such a diverse committee, we have student members, we have policy members, we have teacher members. So we, for example, in our agenda of every meeting, we have a point for student matters. We also have a point for teacher matters. We're also in direct contact with the assessment support panel. So that's the people that basically guard the quality of assessment, so of tests and stuff like that. We also receive the minutes of the Board of Studies meeting, where Eva is always present, so I can sometimes read back your comments. So I think it's we basically serve as a big input point, and where input gets integrated from different perspectives, and that's how we, in the end, contribute to improving the quality or monitoring the quality of education.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. And do students reach out to you with their concerns directly ever?
For me, yes. So people from my master program know that I am in the LSR and in the educational committee. So I often get questions because you kind of know how the university system works. So I do get questions. And I think, also from just people you're friends with, I think once people know you're in a certain body, they tend to reach out pretty quickly. I mean, you probably also have some input on this.
Yeah. My answer would have been yes and no. So indeed, also for me, of course, the people in my environment that I study with, and specifically my friends, they know that I'm in LSR. So then usually I am the first person they approach when they're like confused about something, they don't know where to find something, or they have some kind of input on something that they don't like. But I also do have to say, like, we are like still working on getting like a better channel to receive student input. Like, we've tried different things. For example, we've tried like implementing a suggestion box this year, which like in the beginning was used a little bit, but then I think students kind of just forgot about it. And I think, yeah, I think for students, sometimes they forget that we exist. So that's also one of the reasons why it's really important that we have a representative of every program, because just as like kind of like hearing around on our side and kind of just like having an open ear and making it known to other people that you are the representative is really important to get input from the other students in a GSLS.
Right. And when you do need to search, and when you do need to actively search for input, do you go informally via friends or is there any channel?
So I would say if we actively are searching for input, the first thing that we do is have like a like discussion session or brainstorm session within the LSR. But then indeed, if it's some like topic that we think should be explored further, then we are sending people out and they're usually just asking around the people around them, which is then mostly their friends, of course.
So in the networks.
Yeah, so. kind of like in the network of all of their representatives. But then, of course, we also have like some more official ways to get input. Like, for example, the well-being survey, we also are trying to have some questions in there that are maybe not specifically about the well-being of the student, but also kind of just try to get some kind of sense how they feel about certain topics or how they feel about how certain things are handled within a GSLS.
Hmm. Thank you. And do you collaborate with other student representation bodies or the faculty itself? And how do you do so?
Yes, we do. We're also still working on that. So we are collaborating with the student assessors as well, which I believe was on last week's episode.
That is true.
One really nice thing is that I think during the past year specifically, that has improved a lot because for the first time, we had a medical student assessor who was actually a student of the GSLS, or like at least for the first time in a few years. And that has opened up a lot of new contacts for us. Like we also had like kind of like a getting to know meeting where we kind of just like met other associations within the university. And one thing that's maybe also nice to mention is that all of the student associations that are relevant to the masters in the GSLS, they are also all have one member on the LSR. So we also have contact with them. And specifically in regards to student social life and social activities, they also play quite a big role.
Okay, nice.
This is similar for the educational committee. So all the board members of the study associations that are responsible for the education part, they are all invited to the educational committee meetings monthly. So they can't always be there, but sometimes they're there, and it's always valuable input. So, yeah.
Nice. Now, looking ahead, what would you like to accomplish or improve within your team in the near future?
I think one thing we're working on is increasing our visibility a bit, because I think many students have heard of the educational committee, but it's not always clear what we do and why we do it. And I think improving our visibility would help a lot with that. So it would give students more input on where to go to when they encounter certain issues. But it would also be nice if it's more known, for example, the course evaluations I'm talking about. This is for us a super important tool to guard the quality of education. But unfortunately, and I think if you're a student listening, this sounds very familiar to you, once you get invited to fill in one of these evaluation forms, you just tend to forget. So the actual input we tend to receive has been declining, I guess, steadily over the last few years. And we're working on a lot of pilots to try to improve the input we get. And it would be great if eventually, if it's more clear what happens with the evaluation form I fill in, like what can we do with the results, then maybe this would also give more incentive for students to actually give their input, because it's always valuable and you can actually have a lot of say in how your education works and how it is improved. So I think that would be a valuable point
yeah,
for
if,
me.
If they knew that, they would be heard, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that the things they say that might be used to change things within
definitely.
A course or within their education.
This often happens, for example, when you finish the course and you leave the exam room and you walk out and people have a lot of opinions and it's all just lost in the abyss because they never fill in the evaluation form.
So
that would be great if there would be more attention for that, because I think it's also a common misconception. For example, I finished this course, I could fill an evaluation form, but I will not have to do the course next year, so it won't help me. But I think it's important to note that we as the educational committee also look at the courses overall. So if you, for example, say a certain issue in a in course A, and we see that course B does the same thing, then it can actually, for example, in different courses also amount to a change that would improve, like maybe a course you will take in the future. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, thanks for raising this point. Yeah. It's really important. Yeah, good that you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Eva, I'm with you.
Yeah, so I mean, visibility definitely also is a big thing for us. So it's great that we can be on this episode. But I think one thing that we also want to be working on in the future is collaboration, indeed, with other committees that are relevant within the GSLS, because quite a lot of the time, I think different committees, they kind of, they arrive at the same point of like, hey, this is a problem, but then we never really get to communicate it with each other and work on a solution together. Like, for example, in terms of supervision, which was a big topic for us last year, obviously a lot of master students are supervised by PhD students. And so a lot of the problems that arise, they kind of concern the PhD students. And we recently now had a really, really nice meeting with the PhD Council for the first time, at least since I have joined LSR. I don't know if maybe before there was some collaboration. But then basically in that meeting, we realized that they are annoyed at exactly the same things than we are. And like they are like restricted by exactly the same structures that we are restricted by. And they would also really like to find solutions for these things and work on it together. So now we hope that maybe in the upcoming year, we can actually work together with them to work on some of the issues that students and also PhD students are experiencing.
And with a stronger voice, right?
Because yes, exactly.
It's affecting more than one group.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's kind of like a chain of fellow LSR members, she called it the chain of screaming. It's kind of like one person starts at the top and puts it on the next person, and the next person puts it like down on like the students. And I think that's like a very, very good way to summarize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not very positive, but it needs to be said, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, chain of course. Screaming. Like with these kind of things, it's always like we are talking hopefully about exceptions here.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's like a lot of students are making great experiences at the GSLS, but there is a minority of students who are not, and that's the minority that we want to target with these kind of initiatives.
Yeah, absolutely. It should work for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Nice. So this is the second episode on student representation. So is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners that we didn't cover yet, or something that you think it's cool to tell?
I mean, we're always happy to get new members, and we're always happy but also if you have input, please just reach out. We have both the educational committee and the LSR. We both have like a place on the GSLS student website. So if you just Google LSR GSLS or educational committee GSLS, you will immediately as a first result have our website. You'll have all of our contact information, you'll have the link to the suggestion box. If there's, even if it's just, you feel like it's a little thing that annoys you, if it annoys you, probably it annoys a lot of other people too.
Exactly.
Like that's one of the main things that I learned through the LSR, is that so many of the things that I thought I was alone with, when I started talking to other people about it, they actually experience exactly the same thing. And it's really important that you voice these things, because a lot of the things just get lost because all of the people think it's them. And like it's just something that they experience, but actually it's just a structural issue that needs to be solved.
Yeah,
yeah.
And okay. Actually, since she said what she took away from the LSR, I wanted to also ask you if you have any things that you feel like you gained personally through any of these committees, Elfie, but also if you have to add anything, Eva.
I think for me, definitely that a lot of things are more complex than they seem. So as yes. a student, you of course have this certain perspective on things. And it's often once you raise a problem that you kind of get the vision of, for example, the teacher that designed the education to be like that. And I think once that conversation is opened, there you get to the valuable like improvements. So I think that's something I learned. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, yes. No, I can definitely agree with that. You definitely notice how much it takes to set all of these things up and how slow everything goes as well. Like, I have so much respect for the people working in this full term, because I think it can sometimes be really frustrating to have like something that you're really passionate about and then it takes like 5 years for it to actually be implemented. But it just requires so many different people to approve things and to give their input on that it's just the time that it takes. But I think also just maybe what is like general nice about joining these committees, and I think Elfie said this before or like a little bit already, is that you just get to peek behind the scenes a little bit. Like, you understand so much better what it actually takes, and you gain so much valuable experience also for later on. Because I think a lot of us are, destined for a job in academics. Like, we're going to be involved in education probably. If you do research, you are probably going to be involved in education as well. And I think it's really nice that you get this experience as a student already, because we're really getting a lot of research experience, but then we're a PhD student and we're just being thrown into having to supervise master students all of a sudden. So I think it's nice to have a possibility to somehow be involved in this already and gain some experience so that it's not completely new once you actually start to work in the field.
Yeah, and I think it's overall working together with teachers for me also really showed that, of course, students are under a gigantic amount of pressure. I think we can all kind of agree on that. But I think for teachers, this is sometimes also very much the same. And I think it also, working in an educational committee for me, has really shown that teachers are also strained in time and resources. And I think keeping the dialogue open is just super important to make sure we're nice to each other and we can continue learning from each other. I think that. Yeah,
most of them care a lot.
Yeah, most of them care a lot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So as we wrap up this episode and prepare the bridge to our following episode, I have a question for both of you. Considering the LSR, could you briefly describe the difference between LSR and a student association or a social committee in your eyes? Just briefly, so we can have...
Eva already kind of mentioned the student associations as well. But yeah, if you can just make a brief...
And do you mean the student associations or study associations?
A student association.
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe if you want to also
just share
the difference on that. Because maybe for the foreign students...
I think this is indeed a very Dutch... So student associations aren't necessarily associated with... universities. So these are like basically, and students of any background can join these associations. So and I think they're also there for international students in Utrecht. But study associations are associations that are like built upon different studies. So for example, you have Mebiose, which kind of is associated with the Bachelor of Biomedical Sciences. Or you have UBV or Amino, who are more like the biology part. And you have, I think for chemistry, you have Proton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure. But you have different, these are, yeah. So, but I think to answer your question, study associations are more the social part. They also do stuff with guarding the quality of education, but... they're more for the students and the social part, and they organize weekends away. They organize activities. I don't know if you can fill in here, but
I don't know. But like, they have all kinds of activities. Like, I know that they have a master committee, like that all of the relevant associations for the GSLS are in together. So they usually collaborate and also doing activities for us, like for example, like a center class activity or end of the year barbecue. Like, those are all events that they are involved in. And like, indeed, I think they're a lot more responsible for students just having a good time next to their studies and being able to also like meet new people, make friends and all of these things, while we are more responsible kind of like for really like the more educational side
and
of things.
I think here it's important to note that the GSLS, of course, has kind of a weird structure. We're guarded by three different faculties, the Faculty of Medical Sciences, the Science Faculty, and Veterinary Sciences. So we also are not that associated to, we have different study associations that are connected to us. And I think, for example, when you're looking at the bachelor I did, biomedical sciences, there you have MABOs, and there they, a study association, there they actually have more of a role also in, for example, organizing the book sales. But for the GSLS, that role is a bit different for study associations. So I think that's also important difference to make.
No, that's super nice. Thanks. And that's already a nice sneak peek on next episode.
Yeah.
So Eva and Elfie, thank you so much for taking the time. And I think for our listeners, it's really interesting to learn more about student representation. And thanks once again. And have a nice day.
Yes,
thank you. And thank you so much for having us as well. It's really nice to for people to show.
Of course, super interesting. Yes. We learned a lot too. Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Radio, Life Sciences. Radio, Life Sciences. Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Life Sciences podcast for a behind-the-scenes look into GSLS, made by students and educators for the scientists of tomorrow.